نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. علماء الكرام, most respected elders and brothers and our sisters who are listening over streaming or the receivers, before we actually commence the program, it is normally our habit and it's something that we also learn from our leaders, Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that first of all, these sort of programs that take place in the masajid, participation in these programs are completely on a voluntary basis. So therefore, those of us who, alhamdulillah, are participating in the program, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted the tawfiq. But at the same time, we should never look down upon those who, for some reason or the other, are unable to participate. And it is extremely important that we ensure that when we are participating in these sorts of programs or gatherings, sometimes it is a nikah that is taking place in the masjid, and it is taking place after Asr Salah, for example, and now the person has parked his vehicle in such a place that he is causing obstruction to other musallis who wish to leave. So sometimes, though that program may be extremely beneficial and it may be a means of a person earning great rewards, but this person, unfortunately, by causing obstruction and takleef to other Muslims, he has completely lost out on the reward and the thawab. These sort of programs and participation in these programs is not faraz. It may be referred to as mustahab, something which is preferable, beneficial. But to cause takleef to another Muslim is something which is completely haram. Idha'ul muslimi haramun. That to cause takleef to another Muslim is completely haram. Hence, we should always make sure that we are not causing takleef to our fellow Muslim brother. And one of the aspects of the month of Ramadan is this, and you will notice it in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the month of Ramadan is the month of Ithar, the month where we give consideration to others, we give preference to others over ourselves. So therefore, ideally in the month of Ramadan, this aspect, part of the program of self-development, which the month of Ramadan ultimately is for, the self-development of one's spirituality, and ultimately the development of the beautiful quality of taqwa, and that is the conscious awareness that Allah is watching us at any given moment. So part of that program of self-development is developing this important quality of consideration for others. So hence, this aspect of not of ensuring that our vehicles are not causing any obstruction to others. And for that matter, every aspect of our lives, if we study the lives of our kabirin, the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the lives of our elders, and this was one of the salient features in their lives, that they had great amount of consideration for other people, even though that individual may not even have been a Muslim. So therefore, we should make intention. One is a person makes intention, that I make an intention that I will not cause takleef to anyone, or I don't have any intention. The person says, I don't have any intention to cause takleef to anyone. And the other is the person says, I have every intention that I will definitely not cause takleef to anyone. So there's a world of difference between the two. The one person, he may still slip up, he may still make a mistake. And the latter person, his intention, now he's got that at the forefront of his mind, that every action that I'm doing, whether it is placing my shoes, am I putting my shoes in the way of those people who are entering the masjid, or have I parked my vehicle in such a way that I am taking two parkings instead of one parking, or am I parking my vehicle in such a way that it will be difficult for others to come out? So every aspect of that person's life, then this aspect is clearly considered in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us. There's two examples that came to the mind. The one is the example of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh. We know that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib was the author of, amongst other kitabs, Ma'ariful Quran, the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum. So he mentioned that on one occasion he went to visit him and some fellow students. They went to visit one of their teachers, one of their asatiza, who had invited them for a meal. And after they had partook of the meal, so they decided they're going to close the dastarkhan and make khidmat for the ustad. The ustad doesn't have to pick up the utensils. So whilst closing the dastarkhan, they were just haphazardly doing their own things. So the ustad says that you all do not even know how to clear a dastarkhan. So they looked at the ustad, they were amazed. Okay, Hazrat, is there a specific way of picking up the dastarkhan? So he says, yes, there's a specific way of picking up the dastarkhan. So they had eaten some meat, and there were the bones of the meat. So he told them, they take the bones of this, of the meat, the bones, the leftover bones, keep it one side. He says, right now, take the peels that we have eaten of the fruit, keep that one side. And then he says, right, take the utensils up, and now I want you to lift up the dastarkhan so that all the crumbs come to the center of the dastarkhan. And then he said, now, you go outside behind the house there, you'll find some ants. I want you to dust the dastarkhan and these crumbs by the ants. He said, okay, Allah Ta'ala considered us, Allah Ta'ala gave us food, why should we not consider the makhluk of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Why should we dust this dastarkhan in the bin? And this was a salient feature of our akabirin, those of us who had the good fortune of being in the company of Hazrat Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. We saw it on many occasions. Hazrat would walk here and he would find a piece of bread lying on the pathway. Hazrat immediately would go down, sometimes somebody else would pick it up, Hazrat would put it one side, that nobody should trample on this bread. Put it one side, some animal, some bird can partake of it, now you're going to walk on it, it becomes difficult for anyone then to, or any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to benefit from it. Then he said, now, you see the bones that you've got here of the meat, I want you to take it, you go to a certain place, you'll find there's some dogs. You go and leave the bones there. This bones will be like food. We know the dogs enjoy it, so give it to the dogs. Then he said, now the peels, I want you to take the peels and you go right down to the end of this street. And it was quite a distance. He said, you'll find one bin there. You go empty the peels there. So now this one they didn't understand. They said, Hazrat, you got a bin right outside the house. Why are you sending us right down to the end of the road, far away from your home, to go and empty the peels there? So he said that, you see, in my neighborhood, many of the people who are living around here are very poor people. Allah Ta'ala has been kind to us. Allah has given us beautiful fruit to eat. If we're going to put these peels inside the bin outside, the little children that are playing outside will see those peels. And then there will be some pain that will come to their heart, that how we wish we could eat fruits like these people are eating. So in order for us not to cause taklif to them, not to cause pain to their hearts, you go right down to the end of the road there, that bin is way out of the way, nobody really goes to that particular bin, you go and put it there. So this was the level of consideration. The mind wouldn't even go to these levels, the consideration for each and every individual. Same with our late Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat used to always discuss the aspect of bribes. Hazrat's topic on bribes would be that the Ahlullah, they would bribe their hearts. They would bribe their hearts on the furnace of taqwa. That means when any evil desire would come forward to them, then they would restrain themselves. They would annihilate their hearts. They would completely restrain themselves and their heart would be completely کہ برباد محبت کو نہ برباد کریں گے میرے دل نشاد کو وشاد کریں گے. That the person is prepared to shatter his heart in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when that person shatters his heart, when he burns his heart in that furnace of taqwa, then that fragrance of that taqwa permeates and people are attracted. So Hazrat used to say, like how when you have a bride, then you find that people are attracted to the fragrance of that particular meat that is now cooking. So Hazrat used to say that is why I'm not too fond of bribes, because sometimes you have a poor neighbor that's living next door. He doesn't have the money to purchase that meat to bribe. Now that fragrance of that meat will come to him and then it'll cause pain to his heart. Now look at where their minds would go. So Hazrat used to say that if you have to have the bribe, have it at home, inside, within the confines of your home. And if you want to have it outside, then at least make one small parcel and send it to the neighbors, even though that neighbors may not be Muslim. So consideration for each and every person, this is something that we need to develop. And this is something that sometimes makes a person reach heights, spiritual heights. Not so much the ibadat that a person performs. In fact, there is a famous hadith, and we'll terminate on this. Okay, one particular sahabiya was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, ya Rasulullah, she makes a lot of ibadat, she makes a tilawat of Quran Sharif, she does extra things. Besides the faraid and sunnat, she does extra things. But she causes takleef to others. She doesn't consider her fellow Muslims. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said she will be in the fire of Jahannam. And then they said, ya Rasulullah, there is another woman. She does the basics. What is needed of her, a faraid, wajibat, that she complies. But ya Rasulullah, her akhlaq and her consideration is such that it is the talk of the town. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she will be in Jannah, she will be in heaven. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, inshallah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this beautiful quality of consideration for each and every individual, whether that person is a Muslim, whether that person is a non-Muslim, whether the person is our child and our wife, or whether that person is our sheikh and ustad. Consideration for each and every individual is an integral part of deen. Allahumma waffiqna wa iyyakum. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.